Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
Now, we recently released an absolute beginner podcast、mm-hmm. about the inner thoughts of rabbits. And we were surprised to find out how basically simple they were. Well, disturbing new developments have come to light.、
Mm.
And that is the subject of today's podcast.
对，不一样的地方的兔子是不一样的。
导游先生，我们已经坐了两个小时的车了。可你承诺的非洲的长颈鹿、河马、斑马，还有那个最危险的动物在哪儿？
不，你不是已经看见了非洲最危险的动物了吗？
在哪儿？
就在你的身边。
你指的是草？
不，它是非洲大野兔。
兔子？
是的，你看，它已经向我们跑过来了。小心，把枪给我。
Okay, we're back. And let's go through this just line by line really quickly. There's some interesting stuff here.
导游先生，我们已经坐了两个小时的车了。
导游先生，我们已经坐了两个小时的车了。
Mr. Guide, we've been on this car for 2 hours now.
可你承诺的非洲的长颈鹿、河马、斑马，还有那个最危险的动物在哪儿？
可你承诺的非洲的长颈鹿、河马斑马，还有那个最危险的动物在哪儿
？But where are those animals you promised, like the
长颈鹿
，giraffe，
河马
，hippopotamus，
斑马
，zebra， and the most dangerous animal in all of Africa？
Where are they？
Where are they？
不，你不是已经看见了非洲最危险的动物了吗？
不。你不是已经看见了非洲最危险的动物了吗
？What? Haven't you seen it already?
在哪儿？
在哪儿
？Where?
就在你的身边。
就在你的身边。
Right beside you.
你指的是草？
你指的是草
？You're talking about the grass?
不，它是非洲大野兔。
不。它是非洲大野兔。
No, the fearsome African wild rabbit.
兔子。
兔子。
Rabbit?
是的，你看，它已经向我们跑过来了。小心，把枪给我。
是的，你看，它已经向我们跑过来了。
Yes, look, he's running over towards us.
小心，把枪给我。
Look out, hand me my gun. Okay, let's listen to this one more time, and then we'll come back with some stuff that's worth looking at.
导游先生，我们已经坐了两个小时的车了，可你承诺的非洲的长颈鹿、河马、斑马，还有那个最危险的动物在哪儿？
不，你不是已经看见了非洲最危险的动物了吗？
在哪儿？
就在你的身边。
你指的是草？
不，它是非洲大野兔。
兔子？
是的，你看，它已经向我们跑过来了，小心，把枪给我。
First thing, the guy's complaining he's been on that car for 2 hours now.
导游先生，我们已经坐了两个小时的车了。
我们已经坐了两个小时的车了。
The verb in this sentence is actually a verb phrase. Verb object.
Right.
In this case, it's
坐车
sit in or ride car.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing here is we're splitting that into two halves.
对对，我们就是把那个动词或者是那个动词短语分开，然后把那个时间词放在它们中间。
我们已经坐了两个小时的车了。
坐了两个小时的车。
And you can do this with any verb of that type. So if you wanted to say, I was reading for 3 hours.
我已经看了三个小时的书了。
Right. Or I was walking for a whole day.
我已经走了一整天的路了。
Verb, object, verbs get split in half.
Mm-hmm.
You stick in a le, you stick in the time, you stick in a de, and then the other half.
对，一定要注意，不要忘了le和de。
Yeah, those are the magic pixie dust that makes this work.
对。
So remember that and keep your eyes open. You'll find this a lot. It's a very common construction. Next, we've got our animal vocab. Giraffe,
长颈鹿,
zebra,
斑马
Hippopotamus
河马
Which is just like the Greek, by the way, river horse.
对
And finally, the most dangerous animal in all of Africa.
非洲大野兔
The great African wild rabbit.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.And speaking of great, let's go to our next grammar point,、mm-hmm. which is a great one.
当然。
The guy says,、you're talking about the grass?
你指的是草。
Right. Now, 指 there literally means point.、
Mm-hmm. Refer.
In this case, it's really talking about.、
Mm-hmm. 其实我们也可以说你说的是草、
yeah.
都可以。
Now, the big thing is to look at the start of that.、
Mm-hmm.
He's saying you're talking about the grass, but what he's really saying isWhat you're talking about is the grass? So the way that works is the de nominalizes what comes before it. That、mm. is to say, it turns it into a noun.
对。
This can be done with a lot of different verbs. It's really common.、
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it all over the place. Like in...
他吃的是我的饭。
He's eating my food.、
Mm-hmm. 你唱的是京剧。
What you sing is Peking opera.
Mm-hmm.所以最重要的就是别忘了的放在动词的后边。
Yeah, that's the magic pixie dust that's working in this particular construction.
对。Okay.
And that's about it for grammar points. Let's listen to this one more time and then we'll come back with some parting thoughts.
嗯。
导游先生，我们已经坐了两个小时的车了。可你承诺的非洲的长颈鹿、河马、斑马，还有那个最危险的动物在哪儿？
不，你不是已经看见了非洲最危险的动物了吗？
在哪儿？
就在你的身边。
你指的是草？
不，它是非洲大野兔。
兔子？
是的，你看，它已经向我们跑过来了，小心，把枪给我。
We went over some vocab for the animals, but、mm-hmm. the big thing to look at is these two grammatical constructions.
对。
The first is...
坐了两个小时的车了。
The next grammar point is also very useful, in fact, even more useful.
Mm-hmm.
And it is...
你指的是草。
Subject, verb, and then a de. The de makes this a noun.
Mm-hmm.
These are both very common constructions. Keep your eyes open for them. You're going to see them everywhere.、
Mm.
They're lots of fun.、
Mm.
I personally love nominalizing things.、Mm. I do it all the time.
对，这个特别好。
Yeah, it's fun for the whole family. Great、mm. at parties.、
Mm.
If you have any questions...
你们可以给我写信 at echo@popupchinese.com.
Or leave a comment on the website.、
Mm-hmm, 都可以。
We look forward to hearing from you.、
Mm-hmm, 今天就到这里吧。
Have fun.
Bye-bye.